Bonjour à tous, ici et à ceux qui nous écoutent
Good
à
afternoon,
Bruxelles.
Everyone and those listening
déjà,
to us in Brussels.
You'll
have seen from the press release that the Commission has taken a number of decisions today on the excessive deficit budgetary surveillance. So I'll give the floor to Commissioner Almunia to explain the decisions
okay,
taken.
Okay, thank you very much. Good evening. Well, I will not be very long because it's still a 5 past 6, and everybody has other things to do. But as Amelia told you, we have adopted several decisions regarding the implementation of the Stability and Growth Pact. First of all, we have discussed the situation of four EU countries, all of them members of the euro area, that are running excessive deficits in the sense of the treaty. In 2008, these four countries, namely France, Greece, Ireland and Spain, had a deficit above 3%, and according to our forecast, our interim forecast in January, this deficit above the reference value will remain in 2009 and 10. In these circumstances, we need to launch an excessive deficit procedure. As you remember, we wrote reports under Article 104.3. The Economic and Financial Committee analyzed these reports. They agreed with our assessment, so now we are presenting to the Council recommendations under Article 104.7 of the Treaty to ask these four member states to correct the excessive deficits. Indeed, we are not living in normal economic circumstances. We are living in the midst of a very serious economic and financial crisis. And since our forecasts in January were presented, 19th of January, during these 2 months, downside risks have been identified, and now the outlook is even more pessimistic than our outlook 2 months ago. So, we continue to be convinced that fiscal stimulus is needed this year according to our recovery plan. And in particular, two of these four member states, France and Spain, had decided to give to their economies a fiscal stimulus, and we agree with this approach for 2009. So we are not asking them to start correcting the excessive deficit this year. This is not the case for Ireland and Greece, that we consider, according to this differentiated approach that we anticipated when we presented the recovery plan, we consider that Greece and Ireland has no fiscal space to adopt the fiscal stimulus this year, that they need to start correcting the excessive deficit this year. And both governments, by the way, had adopted or are announcing measures to start this correction this year. But it's not only the fiscal stimulus who is pushing up the deficits in these countries or in others. We have the automatic stabilizers that are playing a very important role with less revenues and increased expenditures, in particular unemployment and other social expenditures, because the functioning of the mechanism, on the one hand, of the tax system, in a slowdown, on the other hand, of our welfare state mechanisms. Not all the countries have the same starting point. Some of them had consolidated their public finances before this crisis started. Some others were still on the way to consolidate the public finances. Some member states of these four had high levels of public debt to GDP, others had lower levels, and some of these countries had particular external imbalances or macroeconomic imbalances that needs to be considered when deciding the adequate path for the correction of the excessive deficit. In any case, in all these four countries, we need to devise a credible exit strategy for the moment when the growth will come back. And for this, the Stability and Growth Pact provisions are extremely useful. Our budgetary framework is especially important in these circumstances, and we are very happy to have these instruments to put public finances in order over the medium term, even starting on such a difficult economic situation for this year. We are proposing, in general, we are proposing adjustment paths of the excessive deficits in line with the intentions put forward by the governments of these countries in their respective stability programs. In this line, for Greece, we are proposing a deadline for the correction of the excessive deficit next year, 2010, and we say that the Greek authority should start this year the correction, and they have announced figures in this line. For France and Spain, we are proposing a deadline for the correction of the excessive deficit of 2012, and in both cases, we consider that next year the adjustment should start, provided that the economic situation will start improving, as we consider in our economic scenario. And for Ireland, we consider that the adjustment should correct the excessive deficit from now till 2013. Ireland has a particularly difficult situation from the point of view of the negative growth. The figures in Ireland are worse than the average in terms of negative growth, and they will have to adopt difficult measures to start the adjustment this year, but the government has announced its commitment to do so in the coming weeks. We are very happy with this approach of the Irish government, and we encourage them to pursue the path that themselves have agreed in Ireland to achieve these results of correcting the excessive deficit from now till 2013. I will not give you all the figures. You have the press release with the most important elements of these recommendations. I want to add just two other comments. We are also adopting, or we have adopted today also, a recommendation with a new deadline for the correction of the UK excessive deficit. We consider that the UK is also suffering especially difficult slowdown, so we need to adjust the path for the correction of the excessive deficit that was defined in the excessive deficit procedure adopted for the UK in the past. But now, taking into account the new economic scenario and the new and more difficult economic environment, we are asking the UK authorities to correct the excessive deficit in the fiscal exercise 2013-2014. And finally, we have adopted today recommendations for the Council opinion about the stability program of Cyprus. This program was sent after the big group of programs that we analyzed recently, and we are recommending to Cyprus not to loosen its budgetary policy more than they have adopted, or the adjustment, or the stimulus they adopted for this year, and we think that starting from the present situation of the public finances, they should commit to reverse the expansionary fiscal policy as soon as possible, given the impact of the aging population in the sustainability of the Cyprus public finances over the medium to long term. Two words, finally, regarding Latvia and Romania. Both countries are in excessive deficit, but in both cases, we are discussing with them, in the case of Romania, the program together with the IMF to receive the support from the Balance of Payment Facility, negotiations that can end this week. And in the case of Latvia, we have established contacts with the new government to discuss how the new government intends to implement the program that we agreed with them, or with the previous government, in December, together with the IMF. So in this case, we prefer, in the case of Latvia, to wait till the new government send us the confirmation of the adaptation of their intentions they have. And in the case of Romania, we are waiting the new convergence program that the government will send to us once the negotiations with us and with IMF will finish probably this same week. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please tell us your names and who you're working for. I'm from Le Figaro. If I've understood correctly, the difference between what you said to France and Spain on the one hand and Greece on the other is that for France and Spain, you're saying they need to start their adjustments as of next year, provided there's an economic relaunch, and the two others have to do it whatever the macroeconomic situation is. Yes, that's it. And I need to add that for Greece, the adjustment timetable for the budget correction would finish in 2010 because the deficit in Greece, based on our forecast and based on the government forecast, would have a small departure from the 3%. And Greece still has growth based on our forecast and the government forecast. And in the case of Ireland, they have to start their adjustment this year too.
Plus pessimiste pour
but
la croissance
the estimates
en Irlande,
for growth in Ireland are more pessimistic.
La dimension du déficit,
and
de la déviation
size
du déficit au-dessus
of the
de 3% est beaucoup plus grande.
Overshoot, over and above 3%, is greater
si rapide,
given the
si
rapid and considerable
Irlande,
fall in growth in Ireland.
Année,
that's why this year already we're asking the Irish government to correct the excessive deficit by 2013. And for Spain and France, the first year for correction is 2010, and the end of the correction period is 2012.
David Carretta, Radio Radical.
A microphone for the speaker, please. We can't hear the speaker. We can't hear the person who is speaking.
Etc. Et les petits pays comme l'Irlande et la Grèce.
Yes, so we've got small countries like Ireland and Greece that have to respect stricter rules, bearing in mind that, say, France's debt is increasing rapidly.
La sustainabilité des comptes français,
the sustainability
pour l'instant, ça va, mais
of
après,
French accounts are fine for now, but it might degenerate subsequently.
Yes,
I think what we try to do is give each country a recommendation based on its real situation and not make the same recommendation for everyone. That wouldn't be credible, it wouldn't be reasonable, it wouldn't be wise. The starting point for different countries are different. The growth forecasts are differ from country to country, the conditions for recovery in different countries based on economic balances are different, and that's why in the case of Greece and Ireland, given the situation, we believe that they need to start consolidating the deficit this year because we feel that they have no margin for manoeuvre for deciding on a budget relaunch this year, but at the same time we're not recommending the same solution for Greece and for Ireland because the departure from the 3% in Greece is a lot smaller than the departure from the 3% in Ireland, and the growth rate in Greece is positive, whereas the forecast growth rate for Ireland is negative, clearly negative. So we say both countries need to start at the same time this year, but the end of the road for Greece is next year, and the end of the road for Ireland is 2013. In the case of Spain and France, the start starting point is a deficit which is somewhere between the Greek deficit and the Irish deficit, and the economic conditions of the two countries allow them to use tax policy to relaunch the economy as of this year. And I think the treatment given to each country is based on its individual situation. situation. We would be doing a bad job if we tarred them all with the same brush, given that they're all starting from different starting points and different economic conditions.
Financial Times Deutschland. Economic recovery is the condition for consolidation for Spain and France in 2010, how is economic recovery defined exactly? And secondly, the date by which they have to be underneath the 3% criteria also being pushed further down the line if economic recovery does not take place in 2010? So will it be 2013 instead of 2012 for France, for example, in that case?
Economic recovery means that the growth figures start to become again positive. Convulles have, as you know, with these recommendations, once the COFIN Council will discuss and will adopt formally the recommendations, and we hope this will be done next month, in April, the member states that receive a recommendation have 6 months to adopt adequate measures to implement the recommendations. So in 6 months from April, in October, we and the Council will assess what is the degree of implementation of the recommendations for these different countries, and we will assess at that time if we need to produce new recommendations, if we confirm these recommendations, or what is the response needed. In this period of uncertainty, indeed, these 6 months in practical terms are a longer period of time than in normal times.
Raf Kazdov of the Associated Press. In the lead up to the G20 summit, the governor of the Chinese Central Bank has called for the establishment of a new international reserve currency, you know, to span the whole world. I just wondered what your thoughts are on this, to what extent this is feasible or not. Thank you.
I think everybody agrees with Governor Zhu about the need to reinforce the role of the International Monetary Fund, that is the institution that can issue SDRs. But I think everybody agrees also that the present world reserve currency, means the dollar, is there and will continue to be there for a long period of time. It's true that the relative economic powers are changing, and indeed China and other emerging economies are having a much more important and relevant role in the global economy than before, than one decade before or 2 decades before. But I don't expect major structural changes in the role that the dollar plays today as a reserve currency.
Monsieur le Commissaire, dans les derniers jours, on a parlé sur la presse italienne de l'Italie, naturellement, et de votre analyse sur l'Italie. Est-ce que vous pouvez nous dire exactement quelle est votre opinion sur l'Italie?
Exactly what your opinion is in this case.
Je crains beaucoup de parler.
Well, I'm quite afraid of saying anything, because what I said the other day is things that I've said many times. But when I read the Italian press a couple of days later, the rest of the Italian media as well, I did not see myself reflected in what was written. My position on Italy is clear. I said this in the stability plan for Italy. There are ideas that have not been written down for the first time. These are ideas that I've been repeating for some time, and when I spoke on Sunday, I said this again. I said that it was what I said for the stability plan, the things that I've said several times, many times, but I'm not going to give you today yet another opportunity to change what I've said.
Oui, c'est Olympia Tsipira de l'agence de presse d'Athènes. S'il vous plaît, vous avez dit que chaque pays a une situation réelle différente, un point de départ différent, une croissance différente. Juste pour avoir une idée, une image claire concernant la Grèce, est-ce que vous pourriez nous résumer sa situation réelle actuellement.
The real and current situation for Greece.
Cette situation est très bien décrite dans les programmes de stabilité actualisés de la Grèce, dans l'opinion que la Commission et le Conseil ont donné sur ces programmes de stabilité.
Commission and Council have given on the stability plan,
et dans les prévisions économiques que nous avons publiées pour la dernière fois le 19 janvier.
On the 19th of January, Greece has a growth rate, or last year and this year, had a growth rate which is above the average for the Eurozone. Greece has an excessive deficit, more than 3%, that was for 2007-2008, and the forecasts tell us that for 2009 and 2010,
that
will continue to be the case, and that's the case if you look at the government forecast and our recommendation, that deficit in 2010 would have to be corrected to bring it under 3%. I apologize, says the Speaker. Above 4%, that's our forecast. And the Greek government's forecast for next year is 3.2%. And we believe it should be it's going to be above 3%, so it needs to be corrected. That correction needs to start this year, given that growth in Greece is better than the average for the Eurozone. Why the urgency? Not only because of the starting point for Greece in terms of its growth rate, not only because we have this departure from the 3%, which is not too vast and which can be corrected by decisions adopted by the Greek authorities, but also because Greece has two things that we need to pay particular attention to at the moment. First of all, the current account imbalance, which is too vast and persistent, and also the public debt level, which is very high.
I'm Papa Dimitriou, is my name, from Sky Radio in Athens, Greece, and from Deutsche Welle, Greek program. An additional question to Greece, please. Today, in the Greek Greek government has presented a few days ago some very first measure to decrease public deficit in 2009. Today, we're reading in the Greek press that the Commission wishes additional measures of a permanent character. Is that correct? And if yes, what are measures of a permanent character?
Yes, what we are saying today in the recommendations we have adopted is that we are inviting Greece to improve the quality and sustainability of its public finances, and with a view to recovering competitiveness losses and addressing the existing external imbalances, to urgently implement bold structural measures. These structural measures are described in the opinion that was given to the stability program presented by the Greek authorities, and these structural measures are spelled out in the country-specific recommendations for Greece that were adopted last weekend by the European Council in the framework of the Lisbon Strategy. And I recall that these country-specific recommendations for Greece and for all the other 26 member states, plus for the euro area, were adopted by the head of state and government of the EU by unanimity.
Just two questions, but absolutely different. About the UK, for the layman, don't you think that it might give a very strange example to other countries because measures were not taken? The action of the Commission is to give a new deadline with more measures, but in a longer time in the future. And an absolutely different question about Cyprus. It's a small country, but might be interesting also for others. Apparently, the economic indicators, you say that they are positive. How could we explain to the people in a very crystal clear manner why should there be some restrictive measures about fiscal policy, as you advise? And last, if it's possible, about Greece, the debt factor, it's apparently something coming from many years. It's not recent. Do you have a hope that in 1 year they can succeed what you advise. Thank you.
Starting by the last one, I will not discover anything new. It's not the first time that Greece will receive a recommendation for the correction of an excessive deficit. But it's true that in the previous occasion, the excessive deficit was corrected. So it's not an impossible task. It's a very possible and attainable task. And I think that the Greek government is convinced that for their own interest, not only because they want to comply with the EU framework, but for their own interest, for their own interest of the Greek economy, this correction of the excessive deficit is warranted. In the case of Cyprus, we consider that the fiscal stimulus in Cyprus should not continue next year. We have the figures of the economy in Cyprus during the next 4 years, from 2009 till 2012, included in the stability program. We think that these figures can become a little bit worse given the evolution of the economic environment, and we know that the public finances in Cyprus over the long term has problems of sustainability. We have analyzed this in the past, and the situation has not changed from the structural point of view. And at the same time, Greece has a very big current account deficit, and in this moment, during this crisis, the persistence of a current account external deficit is a very important macroeconomic imbalance that requires the contribution of the adequate fiscal policy to be corrected. And regarding the UK, I will not talk about good or bad examples. I will talk about the own interest of the British economy so as to correct the imbalances in the fiscal position as soon as possible once the recovery will come back. And in any case, the repetition of recommendations under Article 104.7 in the case of the UK is not only linked to the present special circumstances that apply for the UK or for any other member of the European Union, but in the case of the UK, we cannot go beyond this step in the excessive deficit procedure because of the opt-out that they have.
Merci à tous et je vous souhaite une bonne soirée.
Thank you, everyone. Have a pleasant evening.